USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some comforting news, perhaps, for those getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The company claiming this week its COVID vaccine is highly effective against the Delta variant. That variant now in 92 countries, including the U.S., just 9 months after first being detected in India. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy telling the PBS NewsHour Friday what concerns him most about the variant.
My worry is for those who are not vaccinated, because this virus stands to spread even more quickly than other variants among the unvaccinated population. That's what we're seeing in Missouri and Nevada, and I worry that unless we quickly get more people vaccinated, we will see that in other states as well.
The Delta variant believed to be responsible for over 20% of new COVID cases in the U.S. Hurricane Elsa moving through the Caribbean Saturday. Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, and Cuba could be affected this weekend. South Florida could feel the effects as soon as Monday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hurricane Elsa posing a threat to search and rescue crews in South Florida. The attorney for Miami-Dade County saying Friday search and rescue crews are under an immediate threat. Besides Elsa, he finds the part of the Surfside condo that's still standing is in danger of collapsing because of instability. Meanwhile, more bodies found Friday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
And over the course of today's search, we did recover 2 additional victims. We now have 22 confirmed deaths. 188 people accounted for and 126 unaccounted for.
While no survivors have been found in over a week, she says the time isn't right to shift to a recovery operation. Rescue operations underway in Japan. At least 19 people missing after a mudslide Saturday in Atami, about 60 miles from Tokyo. The seaside resort area getting hit by heavy rain all week. The monthly unemployment report released Friday. It shows 850,000 jobs added and the unemployment rate rising from 5.6% to 5.9%. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
It pays to work at the White House. The Biden administration this week releasing the salaries of its 560 employees. Combined, they make almost $50 million. That makes it the highest paid executive office staff since 2009. Outside of President Biden and Vice President Harris, the highest paid employee is Immigration Policy Advisor Molly Groom. She makes over $185,000. A woman who disrupted the Tour de France facing possible punishment. Here's Brad Bernards.
The woman who allegedly held out a banner causing a crash of dozens of cyclists during the first stage of the Tour de France last Saturday has been identified and is undergoing police questioning, the Brest Prosecutor's Office told CNN. The accident happened when a female spectator on the side of the road held up a big sign which caused the pileup. The woman could face up to 2 years in prison and a fine of $35,000, according to the Brest Prosecutor's Office. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
L.A. Angels pitcher slash outfielder Shohei Ohtani makes baseball history Friday night. Ohtani hits 2 home runs in an 8-7 win over Baltimore. That gives him 30 home runs this season. He passes Babe Ruth for the most home runs in a season by a player who also pitched at least 10 games. And the L.A. Dodgers get to celebrate last season's World Series win with a visit to the White House Friday. They're the first team from the 4 major professional sports to visit the White House since the pandemic. An invitation has already been extended, though, to the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.